Come, Aston, observe the host of mankind. How are they? Wretched. Why? Because they are not free. Why? Because the giddy multitude are driven by the unpredictable cost of their pleasures, and the sober few are bound by the inflexible heart of their duty, between which slaveries there is nothing to choose. Would you be happy then to act freely? Would you act freely? Then learn to ignore those twin tyrants of appetite and conscience. Therefore, I counsel you, master, take Barbara the Turk to wife. Consider her picture once more, and as you do so, reflect upon my words. In youth, the panting slave pursues the fair, evasive dame. Then caught in colder fetters, whose wealth, office, or a name, till old, dishonored, sick, downcast, and failing in his wits, in virtue's narrow cell at last, the withered bondsman sits. His fate fulfills. For he alone is free, who chooses what to will, and wills his choices, destiny. No eye's future can foretell, no lies past explain, whom neither passion may compel, nor reason can restrain.